It's showtime.
Blog Talk Radio.
It's showtime. This is Dan. He's Chuck. This is Wrestling Discussions. Welcome. I really hope you enjoyed last night's episode. Thought it went well. Again, Wrestling Discussions, you can follow us on Facebook. It's a group, Wrestling Discussions. There's three S's at the end. Somebody else had their own. I made one. They got upset, so I made it a little different, added an extra letter in there. You know, who cares? Whatever. But you can also follow us right here at Blog Talk Radio on Wrestling Discussions, you know? Can't emphasize that more. It might get old, but whatever. So, last night we talked about WrestleMania and Raw. Today, we're going to talk about predictions and everything going on after WrestleMania. It's going to take a few seconds here. Hold on, guys. I'm trying to patch in my co-host. Bear with me here. And Chuck is here. All right, we are live. Let's talk about what happened on WrestleMania. We have everybody won a new title except for the Bellas and the Tag Team Champions. They kept their titles. Everybody else, new champs. We got Daniel Bryan. We got John Cena. And we got... There's one more.
Seth Rollins.
Seth Rollins, yes. How can I forget the world champion?
Because he's kind of forgettable. You know, I like
it's
Rollins as much as anybody else. But the boy is kind of forgettable. He's just a CM Punk wannabe, remember?
CM Punk wannabe. Now, we hope he's not listening. That might upset him. Maybe I can give him an ice cream bar. Maybe he'll be happy after that. Let's get into those titles and who we think's going to be contenders going on. Let's start with that tag title. Yeah, Cesaro and Kidd.
Well, you don't know. Because, look, they gave Kalisto and Huna... Oh, I'm sorry.
Sin Cara.
But they gave those two a win over the Ascension in an 8-man tag.
And the champions. The champions also lost.
Yeah, but they weren't pinned.
Very true.
The Ascension was pinned. But it was an 8-man tag. It still wasn't completely the Ascension's bad. It completely wasn't kidding. Cesaro's bad, but a New Day didn't get those pinfall victory either, but they were on that winning team. So does that make them better? Does that make them have an official win over Kidd and Cesaro?
They had a win over the champions. But there are other teams out there besides the four teams that were in this match. How about the Primetime Flames? They are the only team so far to successfully beat the Ascension one-on-one, so to speak. I think that means a lot. There's a few other teams out there. You got Ryback and Rowan. They did well together. Put them as a team. I like them.
You could put Ryback and Axel back together. They were great as a tag team. They were getting it.
They were much better. I hate when they have to break up good teams. When the ball is rolling, don't kick it out of bounds.
Especially for Axelmania.
Yeah, it's cool, but Ryback-Axel was way better.
Even though the name was horrible.
BBL, you made it.
And hated it at the same time.
Yes, he did.
Let's move on to the next title. You got the Divas Championship, owned apparently by Nikki Bella.
Are we actually going to defend it sometime soon?
I don't know.
Or are we going to turn this into another Dean Ambrose situation?
Is her sister going to stand beside her and support her and not try to get a title herself and become a champion? That is what they all want, right?
That's what they all say they want. But you never know. Are they just going to John Cena her?
Yeah, you know. Then you got AJ Lee and Paige, frenemies. Now they're actually friends. They're a real tag team. Are they going to go for the titles? Is it going to affect their tag team relationship? Well, no. You got other divas out there, too.
Is Naomi going to finally get that push and make that push? They keep giving her these victories over Natalya. Obviously, they're not going to give Natalya the belt.
Such a shame, too. One of the most talented divas on the roster, the one that deserves it the most in my eyes. She needs that belt.
Pound for pound, the best diva.
And not just in WWE either.
You're on record saying Gail Kim's the best diva, pound for pound, of record, though.
And if you agree with that or you don't, please go to Wrestling Discussions group on Facebook and voice your opinion about that. Now,
but to get back on to these titles.
What's that?
I said to get back on these titles, we got to talk about that Intercontinental.
Yes, the Intercontinental title.
Because with Daniel Bryan holding that, it is the bronze, per se. If the WWE title's gold, U.S. with John Cena holding it would be a silver, and that Intercontinental would be considered a bronze.
It's amazing how last year he held both world titles at the same time, and now he's down to holding the Intercontinental title. You can tell he wasn't happy when he looked at that title on Raw. He wants that world title back.
He's happy to hold gold, but that's why I thought they should have gave it to Ziggler, because you can see Ziggler's happy just having a championship, being able to represent something. He holds so much more esteem in that belt than Daniel Bryan does.
Everybody wants a championship, but Ziggler is one of those guys in my eyes that will go out there and wrestle without a championship. He doesn't need one. And there's times where he shows me that he doesn't care if he has one. He'll put on a show, he'll steal the show regardless, championship or not.
Well, that's that Austin Aries style of wrestling. He's going to go out there and he's going to be the headliner no matter where he starts, where he finishes, and where he is. He's going out there to make it the best show for the fans. That's why I love Ziggler so much. That's why I root for him to get that Intercontinental title at the pay-per-view at Raw the next night. I would love to see him be that main number one contender, but you got to throw Wade Barrett in there. You got to throw some of these other mid-carders in there, like, say, a Ryback, if they want to keep him mid-card. He'd be a good one. He'd also be a good one to go against John Cena. You can't leave Dean Ambrose out of that discussion, but he's another one that's gone after John Cena. Luke Harper.
Of those people you named, Ryback would be one I'd really like to see hold that Intercontinental title. That would be nice. It'd be different. And it's a well-deserved push for him, too, at the same time.
But we'll get into that. We'll get into Ryback a little bit later. Look at Luke Harper. He's put his name in the hat for that Intercontinental. And with Luke Harper, you got to give it to people like Eric Rowan, who stepped up and faced the authority, stepped up and done stuff like that. Why not give him a push into the Intercontinental title race? I mean, look who's there. Somebody that he had a couple of good outings with, and Daniel Bryan. Him and Daniel Bryan can do things together. So can Luke Harper. Yeah, it's all about the show for the fans. Make them all. Give him shots against all of them to defend that title. Let him defend it for a while. Let him bring
Daniel
up
Bryan,
the marquee of that title.
Daniel Bryan should do the same thing that John Cena has said that he's going to do. You know, John Cena stated that he will now have an open challenge every week on Raw. Somebody will get a shot at that title every single week. I got a feeling they might do away with the United States title soon and possibly turn that into a television championship, the way he's trying to make things work out.
You know what? They shouldn't do away with the U.S. title, but create the television title. Bring it back out. Call it the network title. Have it defended on shows like Superstars. And have them bring it out on NXT and defend it. And have them bring it out on other shows that are on the internet, that are on the network, and that are on live TV. Have it be a television / network belt, a WWE show belt. Call it, figure out a name for it, but have it defended. Call it the Open Championship. It's up for open challenge. That if you hold this belt, it's you mean to wrestle every night. And John Cena is a champion that will do that. Dean Ambrose
is
another guy
that
would do
champion. That. Well, let's not get off track here and talk about what we want the title to be instead. He is champ, plain and simple. Who deserves a title shot? Does Rusev deserve a rematch? I mean, he is guaranteed one at some point. Who else?
Of course he deserves one, but who says he's ready for it? Who says he wants it yet?
He can have it anytime he wants.
Truthfully, I think he should take it at the next pay-per-view. But until then, let Cena defend the title. And if he does lose it, who would be a good matchup against Rusev to take that title shot?
Personally, I think Sheamus should come back and try to take back his title, the United States title. He lost that to Rusev. I think he should try to get that title back.
You know, it'd be a cool push, but I think they're going to push him into that Intercontinental race.
The way it looks.
Which I think is kind of a mistake.
Yeah.
Because him and Cena have had good matches. They're both big, strong guys. They both can do some damage.
And last but not least, we cannot forget, like I already did once, the World Heavyweight Championship. The champion is Seth Rollins. The way he won that title, I like it. I'm glad they did not give a title to Roman Reigns. He is almost there. He is proving himself a lot.
Yeah,
but the fans did not want him to win.
You're right. I'm glad they didn't give him the belt just to have him get it taken away by Seth Rollins.
Transitional champions are never a good thing for anything.
Have Seth Rollins jump into the match and win it. Have him do something different. That was awesome. But at the same time, you need to have a definitive champion. And I don't think Seth Rollins is that. Because look at all the guys that hold victories over him. Roman Reigns, Randy Orton. There's tons of people that have victories over him. I think even someone like R-Truth beat him like 6 weeks ago on Raw. As like a slap in the face because he was worried about J&J security, but it's still a victory over him. There are too many people that hold victories over the current champion that could say, hey, I deserve a title shot. I've beat this guy before. He's a chump.
All five members of the Monday Night Six-Man Tag deserve a title shot. Even his tag team partners, Kane and Big Show, they were in the match. I feel because they were in the match, they also deserve a title shot. Then you got Roman Reigns,
and
Randy Orton, and Ryback.
And Ryback's the one I would say out of all five of the guys that I think doesn't need that push up to the main title yet. I think he should be more against someone like Cena or Bryant right now. I think he should be going for one of those mid-card titles. I don't think he's quite ready for a main title. That's why I think 2 years ago when he got a chance against Cena, that he lost repeatedly. When he faced CM Punk, he lost. It's just one of those things where he wasn't ready then. I still don't think he's ready now.
He'll be there
someday. Yes, he will. But give him a mid-card championship first. Make sure he can keep the composure to handle that stress. Then give him the main title. I don't like when they jump people.
You should be a mid-card champion.
You should be a mid-card champion before you're ever a world title holder. That's where I think Roman Reigns hasn't really done it. Yeah, he's held the tag team championships for a little while. And him and Rollins actually defended them. Rollins held the NXT World Championship. He was an ROH World Champion. He's held titles before. He knows how to carry companies, even if it was the AAA of WWE. Baseball AAA here. Like, the lower league. Even if it wasn't ROH, that was still a whole company he was the face of. He understands how to do it.
Yeah, and I heard you mention NXT. We got to kind of get away now from talking about the championships. There's a few other guys that we got to mention from NXT. They made debuts on Raw this past Monday. You got Neville, former Adrian Neville. I don't understand why they got to drop the name, but, you know, you spoke on that last night. Then we also got Sin Cara and Kalisto, the Lucha Dragons.
Neville, I think, made a great debut. He showed
it was amazing.
That he is the man. He has showed that he is the man that gravity forgot. He can fly.
What's the name of his finisher?
Great.
You know the name of that finisher he does?
I do not know.
No. Well,
I know it's like a 450 something, but
it's crazy. That's all I gotta say.
Yeah, he truly is the man that gravity forgot. That guy flies, but at the same time, the Lucha Dragons, I loved them even more. I think it's great that they chose to do it in an 8-man tag. I think it's great who they got the pin over. And I still think it's not that big of a deal. Like, it doesn't hurt either Kidd or Cesaro or Ascension too much because it was an 8-man tag. They can't blame the other teams. They can't say, hey, it wasn't just a 1-on-1 victory or a 2-on-2 victory in a tag team match against this team, like that they are better than this team. Or that they are better than this team that are the world champs. But it gives them that pinfall in the main roster. I hope they keep the Lucha Dragons up there because I think they would be a good addition to the tag team division.
Okay.
What about you?
I agree with that. You know, we're 2/3 of the way through the show now. We got about 10 minutes left here. Talk about the champions, talk about a few debuts. Plenty of other guys on the roster. What do you expect to see happen soon? Or what do you want to see happen with some of these other guys getting lost in the roster?
You know, I'd like to see a little more tag team stuff come out. I'd like to see a little more of maybe even the primetime players, the Ascension, get mentioned. You can lose Los Matadores, as far as I'm concerned. El Torito can go back to NXT and be a cow or a donkey next, or maybe even a dog. I don't care. But you can lose those guys because they're not that good. Let Primo and Epico take the masks off and be the colognes again, if they want to do it that way. Let them actually show their wrestling talent, not these fake, stupid characters. Bring back people like Leo Kruger and let them go to WWE, not
I
Adam
wish
Rose
they would bring back Leo Kruger.
Fandango, guys like that. I don't like it. If you're going to keep Adam Rose around, that's cool, do it. But make him mean.
Give him
that mean streak. Like they started to show with him and the Bunny. Finish that storyline, please.
Where is the Bunny?
Yeah, where is the Bunny? That's a good question. Hashtag it.
It was speculated.
Put it out there.
That a certain few people played the Bunny. But
I know Zack Ryder was one of them that were speculated.
Justin Gabriel was another. TJ Black.
And I really think it was Justin Gabriel.
Did he take the suit with him? Maybe one day he'll show up on the indie scene with the Bunny suit. That would be kind of cool, I think.
No, I think he would get sued. He would have to dye it black or something. Or dye it all brown and be the Jackrabbit. Couldn't be the Bunny.
The Jackrabbit. Call himself PJ Jackrabbit.
AR Jackrabbit.
No, you got AR Fox. Then you get a PJ Jackrabbit.
No, but you got to give him something that reminds you he was Adam Rose's Bunny.
What about Axel Mania? Are you an Axel Maniac? Because I am. I want to see that score.
You know, I'm not an Axel Maniac. I gave him his due respect. And I loved his promo on Raw. I thought it was great that he made it out that it took 29 guys to throw him over the top rope. That was great. I thought that was hilarious. Axel Rose, I think, is flat out funny. Curtis Axel, I'm sorry, not Axel Rose. Curtis Axel, I think, is a great entertainer. I thought he was good with his previous characters. I thought the Paul Heyman bit he did was great. I mean, when he was with Heyman, that was awesome. When he left Heyman, I thought he was going to be big. They were going to do something with him. They should put him in the Intercontinental title race or in the U.S. title race. He is good enough to do it, and he deserves it. I almost think it would help him to have something like a legacy, like when Randy Orton took Cody Rhodes and Ted DiBiase under his wing. That would be good to do with him right now. It would be nice if they had someone. Well, it would be nice if they had someone like Randy Orton to do it, but they could almost do it under Bray Wyatt and let him become one of the Wyatts. And it would do nothing but
that
help his career.
Yeah, we're winding down here. Yeah, we talked a little bit about NXT. We're talking about our fantasy booking, what we want to see happen. Those are all great ideas for future shows. And we really got to discuss more in depth. We're going to do a full show strictly about NXT. We might do something on the indie scene, not sure. We're going to focus on the WWE for sure. Obviously, we're going to talk about TNA. We got to do a TNA show very soon. And if anybody wants to be a guest on the show, all you got to do is call in. We can patch you in and we'll discuss this.
You just got to remember that it is about wrestling and only wrestling. but it's all wrestling. You know, one thing I didn't mention that's kind of bothering me now is Kevin Owens, that guy.
What bothers you about Kevin Owens?
Nothing bothers me about Kevin Owens. I like how they brought Sami Zayn back. I don't like their excuse for what they did with Zayn, but I like that they brought him back, and I like that he's challenging for the title again.
It was pretty cool to see Kevin Owens come in and win that title 2 months to the day that he debuted. That is better than any champion in WWE. Except for
yes,
one.
Yes, it is.
There's only one person, I believe, that ever won the title faster on debut. Can you name that person? Not off the top of your head?
No.
It was Santino. As a fan, sitting at ringside, he was challenged, and he won the Intercontinental title from Umaga.
That's right. They brought him in like Mickey James, but she didn't get a title fight that quick. They brought her in like a few people like that. I know TNA has done it a couple times with like Cheerleader Melissa. Brooke Tessmacher. I think it was her that they brought from the crowd to beat somebody. It's just nice to see that story like that, but they were actual wrestlers beforehand, and they probably had contracts a lot longer than Kevin Owens. That was just the first time you ever saw him on TV. And they did it. Like, if he can come to the main roster, even after being in WWE for 6 months, 2 years, whatever it is, if he comes up to the main roster and wins a big title, like the main mid-card title or a world title within 2 months, then talk to me. Because that means they know he's the real deal. But look at who held the NXT title.
It may take them a while to find out, but we know Kevin Steen or Kevin Owens is the real deal. It's going to take them a little while for WWE to realize and put him in the place he deserves.
But you got to remember who's held that NXT title and who's held it for a good amount of time. Yes, Seth Rollins, who is good and has held that title for a while, is up there. But look at guys like Big E Langston. Dude, he ain't done nothing but get a name dropped off of him. Now he's just Big E, and he's part of a New Day. And he ain't that good, but he held the NXT title
for a
while. No.
Sucks. You're right on that. New Day sucks.
Yeah.
I don't want to cut you off here, but we are winding down. We're getting into the 30-second mark right now. Once again, follow us on Facebook Wrestling Discussions group. You can follow us right here, Blog Talk Radio, Wrestling Discussions. You got any questions or comments? You want to be a guest? Just hit us up on one of these two spots. We'll talk. Maybe you will come on as a guest. Until then, peace.
We're out.